Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with our guest, Declan McCullough of CNET News. Former head CBS person for the CBS News website, formerly Washington's top correspondent for Wired Magazine. He'll be breaking down the control grid coming up with us in the latest on cybersecurity. I can now start shipping this book. It officially comes out March 8th or the middle of next week. We have it in hardcover. It's $24.95. It's $19.95 at Infowars.com. And you can get several of my films and other films that we carry. You can make your choice. A free film when you get this book in hardcover. It's a $45 value for $19.95. American Conspiracies with Jesse Ventura. He's joining us next week live. And, of course, you can also get Shadow Government at Infowars.com. I recommend you get both of them today or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now, you were trying to finish up, Grant Jeffrey, with the point about shadow government. The issue is this. Throughout the world, dictatorships and tyrannies use their continuity of government system to circumvent the Congress or the Parliament or the legislative system. And as you see in the film Valkyrie, a true story about Adolf Hitler and attempts on his life by parts of the German high command, they used the continuity of government program to try to take Hitler out. Well, it can be the reverse of that. They can use continuity of government to take out Congress by saying terrorists did it and then bringing in the world government. This is a very dangerous system, and Congress back in the 80s had hearings about how this could be used to take over the legitimate government. So there's an amazing danger here, and we know what they're doing with all the surveillance is illegal. It's targeting the American people. We have the internal Homeland Security documents that the main focus is Christians, conservatives, libertarians, patriots, returning veterans, gun owners. This whole system's pointed at us. We're the number one enemies of the globalists. So we've only got about...
Absolutely, Alex. And I think most Americans are woefully ignorant of the fact that under the U.S. situation, the Constitution never even had a mention of something called executive orders. Yet executive orders now have been published, and some of them are still secret, that have the force of congressional law, and few Americans realize that the president, by the stroke of a pen, can suspend Congress. They cannot even vote on it for 6 months, and the president can seize all transportation, all civilian labor, all weapons, all energy, in fact, all financial institutions. And what we're seeing in the takeover of the one-fifth of the U.S. economy and the healthcare system after the takeover and control of Wall Street and the bankers and General Motors is that increasingly the government is manifesting a desire to not move in a free enterprise capitalistic way, but in a managed society with central planning so that they will, using a variety of pretexts, including the environment, global warming, et cetera, are literally moving toward a point where they'll tell you what kind of car you can drive, what kind of car will be available, what the thermostat must be set at, and they are creating a propaganda base where people are willing to accept these unbelievable restrictions on our freedom.
They're turning us into a prison planet. We're out of time. I'm very impressed with the film. I'm just as impressed with Andre Van Heerden and Grant Jeffrey here on the show with us today. Gentlemen, I want to invite you back for an hour and a half, 2 hours, in about 2 or 3 weeks, so we can open the phones up and get into more of what you were just now discussing. You guys are really on the ball, and I'm very impressed with what you've done, and I'm honored that you reached out to me to promote the film and sell the film, and I look forward to speaking to you both in the near future, gentlemen. Thank you for coming on with us today.
Thank you, Alex.
And next time they're on, we'll talk more about other work that they've done together. Declan McCullough coming up. We only scratched the surface. Get the DVD at Infowars.com. Shadow Government. Show it to everybody you know. It's dynamite info. It's vital to the future of humanity.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Declan McCullough, he's been coming on the show for close to a decade, was the senior correspondent for CBS News website. He's one of the head guys over at CNET News. He's written for Wired Magazine as their Washington bureau chief. He also has written articles for the Harvard Journal Law and Public Policy. It just goes on and on. Playboy Magazine, you name it. And he's one of the leading experts on the full spectrum of what's happening with the internet, surveillance, cybersecurity, shutdowns of websites like Cryptome, all these calls for censorship that are going on, and he's been fighting it. So we're really honored to have him with us for the next 40 minutes or so. We're going to have Jason Burmes at the 33 After pop in briefly with the actual cybersecurity House bill that passed to go over some of the subsections with Declan McCullough for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, the radio listeners. Declan, it's great to have you here with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Well, a lot's going on, obviously. What should we get into first? I mean, it looks like they're making their move to start clamping down on the internet.
Well, let's start with what's happening this week, which is probably the largest internet computer security conference in the world. It's taking place about a block from where I am here in San Francisco. It's called RSA, after the computer security company, the same name. And yesterday, you had a White House advisor, Obama's cybersecurity coordinator called Howard Schmidt, speak there about a secret cybersecurity directive that's in effect and is now a little bit more public.
And you've been at some of these meetings recently.
Yeah, there's. Let me talk about yesterday's speech. This is Howard Schmidt, who's the White House Cybersecurity Coordinator. And the background is that 2 years ago, President Bush signed a secret cybersecurity directive. It's known as NSTD 54 for National Security Presidential Directive 54. Never been released. The government acknowledged it, that it exists, but the text has never been made public. You had Michael Chertoff once call it a Manhattan Project for the Internet. It's a multi-billion-dollar fund for it as part of the classified intelligence budget. I've heard numbers like 30 or 40 billion, which is huge. One component of it is a network monitoring component called Einstein, which is aimed at monitoring people who go to federal government websites, but there have been concerns about how far that monitoring by the Einstein program goes, and also whether that would be expanded to the private sector websites.
Well, remember the Cash for Clunkers program? You would go to the Cash for Clunkers program, and there'd be a message: the federal government has taken over your computer. It is now owned by them. We are tracking everything you're doing. I mean, that really freaked people out.
You do have a good memory for that. I hadn't even come to mind this time around. But what happened is that the government said, "Oh, this is just a problem. This is a problem. We won't do this again." There's an interesting thing about this. That yesterday, if you go to whitehouse.gov / cybersecurity, you'll see a 3-page or 5-page summary of this secret Bush-era directive. And the summary says that Obama basically supports what President Bush is doing on cybersecurity, so this is not something that's different between the administrations.
And that's not a surprise. He's basically continued everything Bush has done.
There's not a whole lot of daylight between them on many, many, many issues. There's bailouts, terrorism, and so on. But on cybersecurity, the interesting thing is that it's 12 points. And one point says we want to expand the Einstein program to involve the National Security Agency. And, of course, this is the same NSA that was engaged in warrantless surveillance. It might still be engaged in warrantless surveillance. And the second point is that the Homeland Security wants to, quote, extend the cybersecurity into critical infrastructure, and that could basically mean the Internet, because nowadays the government views the Internet as critical.
I have the bill, and coming up in 15 minutes we're going to go over it with you, but it talks about going into all of the Internet service providers, that they have to have a licensed person that's federally approved, that they're going to track what everybody's doing, that you have to basically have their software initiatives in middle school, high school, college, creating an army of cybersecurity warriors. We know the government's surveilling people without warrants. They're tracking email. They're tracking cell phones. They're all over the map.
Well, we can talk about cell phone tracking if you want to change the topics.
No. Continue with cybersecurity. Continue.
We should talk about this. This is actually probably more interesting than cybersecurity. But let's continue. So the interesting thing about the cybersecurity plan is the potential for NSA monitoring or Homeland Security / NSA monitoring of the private sector. And you had, when this was Bush and when this was the Bush administration running things at DHS, you had a lot of complaints from members of Congress. This is probably a partisan issue, but you had folks like,
you had Barack Obama running around screaming bloody murder about the Patriot Act and warrantless surveillance, and then now that he's in power, he's reauthorized it.
I won't dig into my notes then, but let me just say this as fact from memory, and your listeners can prove me wrong, back when this was the Bush folks doing this, the Democratic Congress was yelling about, there's not enough information about the secret directive, and who knows what Einstein is going to do, and maybe this is their privacy issues, and let's just put the brakes on this whole project. It's not slowing it down completely. And now that it's the Obama administration renewing what the Bush folks started, and actually even saying nice things about Bush in this document that the White House posted on the White House website about cybersecurity yesterday, you do not hear any yelling from the Democrats in Congress. Maybe it'll happen, but I'm not going to hold my breath. So anyway, we'll see more about this.
Declan, hold on just a minute, though, so people understand this. I saw a bunch of headlines today saying White House press release doesn't explain anything. What are the secret directives? But then if you read the bill they've passed in the House that's now in the Senate, it's incredibly draconian. And you've had cybersecurity people come out and say it's the Pentagon and Air Force and NSA basically overtaking the Internet and putting in the type of snooping hubs they put into the telecommunication systems after the Telecommunications Act of 1996. So we do know quite a bit of what's going on. I mean, but do we have any idea of what the secret directive is?
And the answer is no. We only have a few hints from administration members, both Bush and Obama, saying that this is the single largest request for funds in last year's classified intelligence budget, for instance. Now, think of this. The single largest request for funds in the NSA and the CIA and Defense Intelligence Agency and all these other black organizations, the single largest request for funds, this is a lot of money, folks. And we know virtually nothing about it. All we have is a very vague summary, and we don't even know if the summary adequately represents what's in the entire document. I mean, it only might cover 10% of this secret NSPD 54 directive, for instance. And so basically, we have a tidbit or two from the White House, but we don't have very much information to go on. Most of it is still secret and classified.
Well, let's expand on that, though. The biggest classified funding request they put out in the last year. But separately, we saw congressional hearings 2 years ago about censoring conspiracy theories and other criticisms of the government on the web. We see Cass Sunstein, the regulations czar, writing public papers saying basically, you know, restrict criticism, restrict global warming conspiracy theories, that it isn't man-made. Climate Gate's a conspiracy theory, even when it's admitted. And he talks about cyber armies out posing as alternative media to cause infighting, COINTELPRO-type stuff. So, I mean, we know they've got CENTCOM and others out blogging and writing their own reports and encountering, quote, disinformation on the web. So I think a lot of evidence points towards this is massive funding, not just for the snooping and control grid, but also as a way to put more boots on the ground in cyberspace, pushing the establishment line.
It could be. And this is the problem. I mean, look, if you're going to defend the federal government networks, I mean, what this means is the same thing that, say, you know, Google.com or Yahoo.com have to deal with all the time, of people trying to break into the servers and read your Gmail or Yahoo mail. And you don't need to make how you defend against that secret. It doesn't have to be classified. It doesn't have to be the single largest request for funds in last year's classified intelligence budget. So it's a bit of a mystery about where exactly these tens of billions of dollars are being spent on. I mean, NASA's budget, by comparison, is only about $6 billion a year. And NASA does a lot with that.
Separately, I mean, we have the secret copyright treaty that was leaked a few months ago, and in that they're talking about using all these snooping systems, like John McCain said 5 years ago, to go in and basically kill your computer.
And this was actually, your memory is good. I think this was actually, it was a bill introduced by Senator Hollings, and maybe McCain was a co-sponsor, it was the CBDTPA, and that did include these kind of kill switches and kill chips inside computers, and this was being backed by more the movie industry than the recording industry.
No judge, no jury, no proof. They just do it. Declan McCullough is our amazing guest. We're going to see if we can get a better connection on his phone and come back. He writes for CNET News. We'll give you that website. and he's a tireless fighter for freedom and transparency in government. Stay with us.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
McCullough is our guest. We're going to have Jason Burmes in studio in a moment, about 5 minutes to go over some of the cybersecurity subsections. But let's shift gears now, Declan, into all these calls for internet censorship. Then we'll get into cell phone tracking that you've been reporting on. I mean, we're seeing the New York Times call for a kinder, gentler, gate-kept internet, phasing things over to Internet 2, making you have a license to get online, web ID, worse than communist China.
Well, we'll see. Let's put this in perspective. perspective. There have been calls for something akin to an internet driver's license for as long as I can remember. I remember sitting in a House of Representatives Rayburn building hearing room in 1998 when Louis Free said, you know, it would be nice to be able to track the people online, and we could do something like this that might also deter fraud and more authentication and security and all these wonderful words. But what it amounts to is more surveillance and limiting anonymity. And we know from the Supreme Court, which is not always a great protector of civil liberties, they acknowledge in the McIntyre case, I think that was a 1994 case, that people, Americans, do have a right to remain anonymous. And so how do you reconcile the right to remain anonymous with this idea for an internet tracking system or driver's license system? And we had something, we heard another mention of this curb on anonymity yesterday here in San Francisco when the White House's cybersecurity czar, Howard Schmidt, said it would be nice to do something like that. So we've heard this call for a while. I don't think it's really going to go anywhere just because of the tremendous technical difficulties. If they could have, the government could have controlled the way the internet developed from early on, it would have been pretty easy for them to do. But unfortunately for them, folks got online, millions of people were using it before they came up with this great idea of an internet driver's license. So I think, technically speaking, it's not going to work.
The point is, though, they're proposing it. Are you familiar with Cass Sunstein's calls to censor the internet and put taxes on people that criticize the government?
I've read some pieces that he wrote a few years ago, and he seems to be someone who likes to. Let me back up. I'm not a fan of what he wrote. I think that he would usher in a more regulatory approach to things, perhaps more taxes and less anonymity. But then again, the nice thing is that he is not in a position to do much about it. He is the regulatory czar, but what this basically means is not pushing regulations, but slapping them down. He more has a veto power as opposed to some of the proposed things.
Bottom line, we've seen Australia call for Chinese-style net censorship. We've seen Italy calling for licenses to get online, passing a bill to do it or to upload video. Why do we see governments, and I don't know if you agree with this, but I clearly see it, calling for more and more controls over the internet? Is it because mainstream media and government mouthpieces are being more and more challenged by the growing power of the internet and alternative news? I've seen reports in the last week that we finally passed that number where there's more people getting their news from the web than from traditional news sources.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I should say that my employer, CNET.com, is owned by CBS Corporation, and I've spent over a year writing for CBSNews.com. And this is a challenge for the mainstream media, and I guess I'm sort of the fringes of it here. Because unless we adapt and remain relevant and try to actually publish stories that are free from bias and they're true and honest and accurate, our readers are going to flee to the internet. And, you know, and if that happens to us, we deserve it. But to respond to your broader point, governments don't like what they can't control, and they don't like people doing things that are unlicensed. I think the bureaucrats that inhabit Washington, D.C. would be pleased to license every single person for any reason in any occupation, including journalists and radio broadcasters, if they could get away with it. And, of course, once you're licensed and your license comes up for renewal, if you piss off the relevant government entity, then you may not have a job anymore. Your livelihood may be at an end. So I think this is just the dislike of things that they can't control and regulate them, and we're seeing it in more and more disturbing ways. It's more like this ratchet effect. Things are getting worse, and they rarely get better.
All right, we're going to get briefly back into the cybersecurity bill and whether or not what form it will pass, the House or Senate version. The Senate, it appears, is even worse. Then we're going to shift gears into other surveillance that most concerns you and the latest developments on cell phones and things like Google's Buzz as well. We'll be right back with Declan McCullough of CNET News.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Break down the demonization of the Tea Parties, the media saying that they're terrorists about to strike. Meanwhile, Rick Perry was swept back into office, an unprecedented third term, as by posing as a Tea Party person. So you have the Republican leadership in some areas mimicking it, other Republican leadership attacking it, the Democrats attacking it. We're going to decode all this in the next hour. Declan McCullough, writer and editor over at CNET News, one of the preeminent news websites out there covering all things technology and Internet. I mean, there's so many other things I want to cover with you, but briefly, I wanted to get Jason Burmes, who's been here with us the last year, working on his new film that's going to be out April 15th. And, of course, that is Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. But Jason has gone over the cybersecurity bill, and I wanted Jason Burmes to just briefly read over some of the subsections to Declan McCullough and get his take on it. Then we're going to cover the latest other things that Declan's most concerned with. Go ahead, Jason.
Well, one of the most alarming things in this bill, outside of the FCC takeover, outside of the nonprofit organizations they will prop up as front groups, is Section 12, Federal Cyber Scholarship for Service Program. Now, earlier you were talking about all high school and college students. It's much worse than that.
Yeah, we know Obama has city year and wants national compulsory service. He's on record. Now, this is grabbing the kids out of schools.
Absolutely grabbing the kids out of school. Subsection 4 shall provide a procedure for identifying promising K through 12 students for participation in summer work and internship programs that would lead to certification for what? Federal Information Technology Workforce Standards. So they're
and it says that anybody later in there that's going to work with any IT-related stuff has to have this government certification. We'll get to that in a moment. What's your take on this, Declan McCullough?
It's unnecessary. Out of the realm of things to get worried about, I'll be more worried about active surveillance and tracking and monitoring. I don't get as alarmed about this bill, but this is an area where reasonable people can disagree.
But I think this is where they're coming in and engineering the society and creating the industry of surveillance and control.
They're spending a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars on surveillance and control. And this is yet another example. I don't see why we need the federal government to spend this much money. I think it's something like the agency already spends $6 billion a year on cybersecurity and about a third of $1 billion on research, and this is aimed at ramping up those efforts. But this is, you don't need the federal government to decide whether cybersecurity is more important than, say, biotech. This is command and control.
I totally agree with you. I think biotech is the real danger because of the incredible disasters that can take place from it. Jason, go over some more subsections for him and get his take on it.
Absolutely, Alex. What really alarms me about the K through 12 students is that in order to get these scholarships, you have to work for the government. You have to work for the federal government. And when you see an economy that's totally faltering, totally falling down, of course you're going to take these scholarships, Alex. And these are young, impressionable minds. They're going to be the ones that are trained to watch the CCTV cameras and the drones.
Well, let's get into some other sections for him.
Absolutely. Let's move into how they're creating a cybersecurity advisory panel. They'll have real-time cybersecurity dashboards where everything will be watched and monitored. They want to do this regionally as well. They want to make sure that the infrastructure is not only federalized, Alex, but it's in your local and state government.
And they say they give it sections of it to private corporations, and then you have all these sweetheart deals. It's like Chertoff making the order for the body scanners, and then he gets money from it. I mean, isn't this also a big boon to the military-industrial surveillance grid where they get to make all these big profits off cybersecurity? Declan McCullough?
Right. It's along the same vein. There are lots of problems with this. The first is where in the Constitution does give the government explicit authority to do this. I haven't found it. Maybe eventually we'll be unearthed. There's also the secondary question if these people conducting surveillance or watching the dashboards. And I'm not as familiar with the bill as Jason mentioned it, but I haven't actually written about it.
Can you speak up for us, Declan?
Sure. There's the folks who are running the or monitoring the dashboards. I'm not familiar with the bill as Jason is. I skimmed it, but I haven't actually written about it. If these people were paragons of virtue, the platonic ideal of civil servants that it could be trusted perfectly, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But the problem is that civil servants, bureaucrats are human. They have flaws. The surveillance programs are abused. And who's going to watch the watchers?
Exactly. Let's get into some more subsections. Jason?
Well, you talked a lot about standardizing software, so I want to read that subsection as well. This is Section 6, and we're putting this all under NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, that we both know have been corrupt in the past. This is Subsection 5, standard software configuration. The Institute shall establish standard configurations consisting of security settings for operating system softwares and software utilities widely used in the federal government by government contractors and grantees, and in the private sector, own critical infrastructure. But everything to them is critical.
Then they define critical infrastructure, any IT, down to anybody that has a company that serves 100 or more.
That's right. In fact, they have special, this is in subsection 6, right here, make loans on a selective short-term basis of items of advanced cybersecurity countermeasures to small businesses with less than 100 employees. They're going after everybody, big and small, to get this grid into place, Alex.
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to finish up with Declan McCullough from CNET News. Let's have you back in the last 15, 20 minutes of the show to go through that subsection by subsection, because I've covered it a few months ago. You covered it a few weeks ago. But we need to go back over this because this is getting ready to probably pass the Congress. Declan McCullough, any word on when this could pass? It's passed the House.
I think it passed the House in early February. But, you know, a lot of things passed the House and die in the Senate. I wouldn't say, I'd say the odds are that are very good. It will not become law this year, but in part that also depends on whether this becomes a controversial piece of legislation that people are actually calling their senators about or not, and I don't know whether that's going to happen.
Okay, we got about 8 minutes left with you, Declan McCullough, CNET News. Fire out the website for CNET. Tell folks the best place to go on the CNET website and read your articles.
The best place to go is news.com. That's NEWS.com. Pretty easy to get to. And you can type in my name, B-E-C-L-A-N, and that's in the search box. You'll find far too much.
Well, you do write a lot of great articles. I learn a lot from you. What are you most concerned about with Big Brother surveillance?
It's actually cell phones right now. It's what I've spent a lot of time thinking about and writing about in the last month or so. And there are two aspects. The first is tracking, and the second is examining them. Tracking is probably more interesting. There's an open question about whether or not the federal government can track the location of your cell phone without a warrant. Courts have split on this. The Supreme Court has not yet ruled on this. And it depends in part on whether the courts are going to say that the Fourth Amendment applies. That is the Constitution's reasonable expectation of privacy and unreasonable search and seizure applies. The Bush administration made the argument that warrantless tracking is perfectly okay, and the Obama administration has made exactly the same argument. DOJ is saying that warrantless tracking is permitted because Americans enjoy no reasonable expectation of privacy in their cell phone's whereabouts. And this is an important issue because your cell phone is a radio transmitter and a receiver. Wherever it talks to radio towers and through triangulation or through GPS, the radio towers have a pretty good idea of where you are.
And now cell phones are becoming your briefcase, your calendar, your wallet, everything in computers, as you know, but for some of the audience that may not know, is going into cell phones. They are now, like my iPhone, is just a little mini laptop, and so they're saying you have no privacy in your own home business or your own corporate business, and that dovetails now. First, it's the borders. Now regular airports inside the country are seizing people's laptops, phones, and they put a ruling out 2 days ago on this, without any perception that you've done anything wrong. No due process, no probable cause. What an amazing statement that we'll do whatever we want with your cell phones. We don't care.
Okay, so that's the second half of this. Let's put tracking aside for the moment and talk about examining your cell phone, which is really more of a privacy threat in some ways, because your cell phone knows more about you than maybe your closest friends do. It knows where you're going to be for your calendar. It knows where you had dinner. It knows who you've been emailing with, and all that. It's basically like a diary, and probably even more personal than your laptop nowadays. So this is another unresolved legal issue. When police arrest you, and maybe you're not charged with crime, maybe you're just detained, maybe you're at a protest, and you're arrested and released an hour later without any charges being filed, can they look at your cell phone? Can they plug it into their police computer and copy over all the content? The court power split on this one as well. The Obama administration and many local prosecutors in the Bush administration, their answer is that warrantless searches are perfectly constitutional during arrests. I covered a hearing about 2 weeks ago in the San Mateo County Court just south of San Francisco, and the judge said, yep, not a problem. Warrantless search, that's perfectly acceptable.
Well, I saw that in the Ninth Circuit 2 weeks ago, and the dissenting judge was the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit. He said there's no more Fourth Amendment. The police went in this guy's house with no expectation or no idea he committed any crime. I mean, it's just they're blasting past the Fourth Amendment, and I think people are just too calmly accepting this precious hedge of the Bill of Rights and Constitution you know, is there for a reason. And every time governments go over that edge, they slide all the way to the bottom.
Courts have it's almost like the Bill of Rights has become the word lawyers use is untethered from its actual language. Courts' interpretations don't really track what the Constitution says in many cases. There are exceptions. There are loopholes. I mean, you had the Supreme Court yesterday in the Second Amendment case, the McDonald's case. I unfortunately wasn't there, but I read the transcript in its entirety, and you had all of the block of liberal justices saying, "Well, we may have to extend the Second Amendment to the states so states can't infringe your right to keep and bear arms, but we'll make it a really weak right that can be infringed anytime." The state government.
Exactly. This is being billed as a pro-gun ruling, the one a year and a half ago, and now the new one, because we haven't seen the ruling yet, but they're making noises from the court watcher's perspective, and they're saying, you got a right, and the right is, we can take your guns.
And the sad thing is that, you know, so you have a right, but it's a really weak right. Maybe you can keep a 12-gauge single-shot shotgun in your house, but you can never actually leave the house. I mean, you can imagine you have the right, but the right is so small it may as well not even exist. And you didn't have any justice, unfortunately, not even Justice Scalia talking about the actual text of the Second Amendment, which is it shall not be infringed, which sounds pretty clear to me.
Well, we know what the founders said. We know what the state constitutions say. We know what the common law practice of the Second Amendment is. It's Vermont-style open carry, and they started out in the 60s, oh, let's stop felons, and all that did was make the felons safe to rob and rape the public in Chicago and New York. And, yeah, I've been reading the text of what the Supreme Court justices were saying in these arguments in the last few days, and it's very clear they're going to rule, yes, states, you do have to extend some right, but as you said, that's a right for us to basically restrict your Second Amendment. So you have a right, but we have a right to restrict it. And so they're saying, oh, for the first time, the Supreme Court's going to say you have a right. No, for the first time, they're saying you don't have a total right, and it's just unbelievably evil. We've got Larry Pratt on about that tomorrow. In the last minute and a half, Declan McCullough, other areas of surveillance and tyranny and corruption that you're reporting on that people should be made aware of?
Here's one that actually combines the Internet and the gun rights. So Palo Alto is a city. It's where Stanford University is. It's about maybe 40 miles south of San Francisco. And you may have actually covered this. There was one of the police detectives in East Palo Alto apparently posted a note on Facebook threatening to kill anyone he found openly carrying a handgun, even if that person's carrying it perfectly legally. This is open carry. And so I wrote about that. It was an interesting story. You can find it on news.com. But even under California law, Sacramento hasn't gotten around to restricting this yet. It's generally legal for California residents to carry handguns openly as long as they're unloaded. But this fellow, Rod Sklafon, is the detective, said, well, if he saw someone doing that, he would have pulled the AR out and thrown them all out, and if one of them made a furtive movement 2 weeks off, which is a reference to 2 weeks of death duty, if an officer discharges a weapon. And so I talked to the East Palo Alto police captain about the Facebook comments, and he said they're not reflective of our department and policies, but then again, you know, it was a personal web page, and I'm not really defending the officer, but he thought it was a personal web page, so, like, let's not really get too worried about it.
But it shows their attitude, and now we have the ATF seizing $30,000+ of not even BB guns, rubber pellet toy guns, and then now I have news articles today where they're defending it, saying, we want the federal government to pass laws restricting toy guns. I mean, they're arresting kids who draw a picture of a gun at school now. I mean, they're acting like guns in the hands of common slaves is like the ultimate evil. It's worse than child porn.
Well, I mean, we're going down the path that Great Britain has already taken. I mean, we should ban even toy guns because that might give people the idea that guns are okay. It's perfectly clear.
And there's no real lobby to support toy guns, so they may get away with it. Declan McCullough, amazing information. Thank you for spending the last 45 minutes with us. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Folks can read your great work at the CNET News website or news.com, as you said. Take care.
Thank you much.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back. get into some financial news. Next hour is going to be completely jam-packed. I'm covering all this news and the cybersecurity bill. I mean, it's on every subject. It's all coming up. Before we go to break, I want to thank some of the sponsors that made today's radio show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. The highest quality, best price, newly made food, non-GMO, non-hybrid, all grown right here in the U.S. except for the bananas. And they've got ready-to-eat meals, prepared gourmet meals, raw meals. They've got it for special diets. They are the big kahuna. They're number one because they're the best, and it's who I buy my storable foods from. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. In these uncertain times, don't count on the government. Look what happens in disasters and financial crises. You need to have a year's supply of food or a six-month, a month, whatever. This stuff lasts for more than 10 years. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Also want to thank the great folks at Front Sight Firearms Training. You can get 5 days of firearms training, world-class 5 days world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit. All for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. No drill instructor, tough guy attitude. Find out more. Plus, there's a lot of cool free stuff and newsletters at frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. It's not enough to just own firearms. You need to know how to use them, and this is the place to go, frontsight.com. We'll be back with important financial news and then a whole hour of news blitzing. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Folks, the news is so important in the next hour. I mean, just all of this is so key. We know where the future of this country's going if the globalists have their way. I wanted to get some into the economy right now. I keep hearing the media out of one side of their mouth say it's gotten great, out of the other side saying it's falling apart with record joblessness, factories shutting down, government growing. I have articles like USA Today, new ghost towns, industrial communities teeter on the edge. Gold hits 6.5-week high, went up to $1,141.70. It's even higher. It's at the highest level it's ever been in Europe because the euro is in so much trouble. The dollar is in trouble. We know what's going to happen with what these banks are doing. Anglo Gold plans to scour ocean floor as gold reserves dwindle. So you have this gold rush going, and the mines can't find enough gold. It just goes on and on. So I briefly wanted to get Ted Anderson up for the next 3 or 4 minutes to talk about the same offer he gave yesterday. He can still give you the same offer from when he bought gold at $1,065 an ounce with it $1,141. So he passes on all those savings and the free international forecaster newsletter. It's 45 to 50 pages that comes out twice a week. You can get a hard copy or the digital when you call up and buy one fifth of an ounce European gold franc coin. That's like buying gold at $500 an ounce with that deal. He has a bunch of other deals. Ted, give people today's important offer so they can protect themselves from currency devaluation.
Yeah, presently right now the franc is at 261.61, and if you do buy that one coin, you will get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, which will give you the information you need to make sense of this crazy environment that we're in, of course. $20 liberties right now at 1,363. I mean, that price is unheard of. U.S. Eagles are over $1,200 an ounce. That's $100 over U.S. Eagle. That coin is a pre-1933 100-year-old coin. So it, you know, just trading pretty much at its melt as well, which is, you know, rarely do I get that opportunity. Of course, I did buy those at 1,053. We did hit the resistance point of 1,146.20 today, and that is a resistance level. The next one is 1,160. So we watch.
And that's what Bloomberg and others are saying. They're saying it's probably going to go to 1,160. If it goes past that, they're saying the sky could be the limit.
Yeah, that's when you get past your 1,220, 1,240 like we did last time around. And, of course, the only thing standing in the way of that is that the dollar is closer to 80 than it is to 70. The euro has already taken the dip, and they've already seen the market peak out to a level that it's never seen before in Europe and also Britain. So what's the case here with the United States? I think that the United States dollar is in as much trouble as the euro, and I'm sure that that gold will reflect that. So,
and that's because all these currencies are being lowered and valued in a coordinated fashion by the G20, and they're now economists, ABC News, another financial crisis on the way. But don't worry, the Nobel Prize-winning group calls for stronger financial reforms, higher taxes, more money to the bankers, or we'll end up like Greece. We saw the leader of the Democratic Senate talking about that yesterday. They're holding us hostage. We've got to expose these people. That's one way to politically stop them, to point out they are the harbingers and the people creating all of this to get more power. But individually, on the micro level, people need to get into gold and silver. Ted, give people some of the gold coins, some of the silver coin specific offers so people understand how good of a deal this is.
Sure, of course. Well, let's take a look. First of all, that Montana silver round is at $18.73. Silver right now is just approaching $17 an ounce. That thing usually trades at about $2 over spot. You know, the Lakotas right now are low. There's a lot of things that I have that are real low at this point.
The point is, we're out of time. People need to call the brokers, tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get these huge discounts or to get the free newsletter. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They've got francs, they've got sovereigns, they've got eagles, they've got a bunch of great silver coins. 800-686-2237. Protect yourselves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.